I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have the tremendous pleasure of having Eunice Lafayette, a well-known folk artist and well-recognized artist in the state of Delaware. Welcome, Eunice, to the show.
I am delighted to be here.
Well, it's always interesting talking with you about so many different things. Our last off-the-air conversation was a very meaningful one where you related or explained how the arts can be a healer. But before going there, I want you to define Eunice Lafayette as an artist.
Okay. I'm Eunice Lafayette, a folk artist. As defined, folk art is art that comes directly from the heart. It delves with life stories. It could look crude. However, it is the meaning in the stories that can inspire others. And I'm passionate about folk art.
And in your artistry, Eunice, you bring a lot of who you are, how where you were born, which is in this case Jamaica. And also your experience here in the U.S.
I would like to talk a little about that.
Okay, please do.
As a teacher in Jamaica, I was required, or my colleagues and I were required, to have visual aids to teach every lesson. Or instructors would say, there will be no chalk and talk. Mm-hmm. You will inspire the kids, you will create visual aids. And my colleagues used to get the magazines and cut the pictures and make the charts. And I would get the markers or the paints and make my own charts. Mm-hmm. There was where my talent actually got a springboard. And leaving Teachers College, I worked in many different capacities. And in every one, I normally use the arts, visual arts and music and poetry.
Would it be fair to say that you were professionally speaking a teacher?
A teacher, yes. That's my background. And I retired a teacher. My last job was at Job Corps. And I had an arts club. Mm-hmm. Was very vibrant. And my students created a lot of work. And they entered competition, received monetary awards, and were able to sell their work as well.
Now, so you began as a teacher, and then you realized that you had some inclination, so to speak, for painting things that were aid for the students to learn something.
Yes, and then when I came here, I taught at St. Peter's for a year.
Okay.
My classroom was like a museum, that's how Sister described it.
Okay.
And from there, I left and went into banking. And even in the banking industry, I would have my employees have their children enter an arts competition, created beautiful works, and they placed them in their cubicles. That was a morale booster.
Mm-hmm. I imagine. So when did you realize you were an artist more than a teacher, say? Or maybe are you both?
Both. Both. Well, okay. I'm pretty versatile. I'm a storyteller. Mm-hmm. I'm a public speaker. Mm-hmm. A writer. Mm-hmm.
So, among other things. So.
And many other.
What motivates you to paint? What makes you get the colors that you want to mix in? What inspires
what
triggers
inspires
your imagination?
Actually, moving from Jamaica to the U.S. was a culture shock, and I came here in the winter time.
Even more.
More so.
Right.
And the nostalgia of my beautiful island, I recreated it that first winter that I was here. The landscapes, the people. And for a year or two, my paintings were all centered on Caribbean folk culture because I wanted to provide an avenue where people could understand my culture. And as I moved into corporate and in the community, it took a different turn. It took a turn to embrace diversity, human diversity. Therefore, my most outstanding piece and nationally recognized, The Melting Pot versus the Salad Bowl. And throughout my years in the banking industry, and that was about 12 years, I continued to paint. And part of it was to release stress. Leaving work stressful in the evenings, I would go home and I would take my canvas and paint out. And also music. Music inspires me, and more so reggae superstar Bob Marley.
of course, Bob Marley.
Painting and listening to his music.
Really?
No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Well, I'm not a singer. But,
well, there you go. You sing a lot better than I do, so please go ahead.
Yes. So music and writing. I write about my work. I have a catalog of selected works and writing, 25 images, and I have a narrative, a story for each
of those. For each one of those.
Yes.
What is the thing, I mean, you've been recognized widely, and going into details is going to take the rest of the program.
Yes.
But certainly there are recognitions that go directly to your heart.
That is true.
And there are some recognitions that make you feel proud.
Yes, like the Christie Award.
Okay, tell me about that.
The Christie Award, that was for my community service and my contribution to the arts.
Okay.
And that was very...
What organization?
That this is the Christina Cultural Arts Center.
Correct. Okay.
Gave me that award. And I received an award from Delaware Division of the Arts, a mm-hmm. fellowship, which mm-hmm. I used to create another 31 pieces of work back in 2004. Mm-hmm. And then in recent times, the most outstanding award was the Governor's Award for the Arts mm-hmm. last fall. And that is very, very important to me because I was rewarded for being an advocate for folk art. Because
mm-hmm.
For 20 years, and over those years, I had very interesting questions from people who did not understand folk mm-hmm. art, would ask questions of why are there no fingers in my paintings and if the people in Jamaica don't have fingers.
Well, pretty, there's always a question like
pretty,
that.
Pretty intriguing.
Right.
But my art since last fall has taken a new turn.
Yes, tell us about that and why.
It is what should I say, a mixed blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It has a sad element. It has a joyful element.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, my dear husband of 31 years,
mm-hmm.
passed away this May.
Mm-hmm.
Last November, he was hospitalized. He had struggled for over 20 years with mm-hmm. prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost the battle. He was in the nursing home for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I tracked every day. It was in the winter, too. I would be at his bedside. And those moments when he could not speak, I took my mini canvas
mm-hmm.
and my acrylic liquid markers, and I created a whole new series called Heart, not A-R-T, but H-E-A-R-T of caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many pieces in the series. And I'm proud of that. I'm most proud of that series. It was my healing. Because
mm-hmm.
during those months when I had to leave him in the nursing home or the hospital and go back home, I would paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he passed, I'd started to grieve during the months he was in the nursing home. And that's when I was mm-hmm. very productive creating works of art to cope with his illness. By mm-hmm. the time he had passed, my tear glands had dried up. I was at a different phase.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to dedicate my future to caregivers and focus around
mm-hmm.
using art to help caregivers. I was invited back last month to the Regency Nursing Home where my husband was for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaplain came in. They were having a memorial service for the people who had passed, including my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to give a presentation, and I'd set up a table with the pieces of work that I'd created. It was pretty moving. It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And as I deliberated, I referred to the different pieces, Caring Hands, the Caring Heart Tree, which represented all the caregivers who had helped my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Hand of Care. Title of some of my pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I intend to have that actually. Let's put this in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So when my husband passed, I had a very important decision to face. What do I do with 20 years of art? Because mm-hmm. I wanted to move into an apartment and sell my house. So mm-hmm. I was planning to move, and the obstacle was 20 years of inventory of art.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scoping out all the storages, and still I could not settle to put my work in storage, but I prayed about it. And then I had this dream that the Lord did not want me to hide the talent he had given me.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up the next day and walked on Market Street down into the Loma District,
mm-hmm.
walked into the leasing office and said to the lady, I am looking a storefront to open a gallery. And she said, well, there's a charter school up the street that is moving from that space, and mm-hmm. that space will be available. I said, thank you. She gave me an application. I completed the application. Mm-hmm. And on the 15th of August, I received my keys. And now Lafayette Gallery
mm-hmm.
on at 227 North Market Street mm-hmm. is just a joy to me when I wake up every day and I go to the gate. So I have overcome grief, and I use the expression,
mm-hmm.
I have rebounded from grief to growth.
And that is a beautiful statement. We need to keep on talking about that. Meanwhile,
yes.
Eunice, let me just re-engage with the audience to let them know mm-hmm. that you are listening and tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Our guest today is Eunice Lafayette, a well-known folk artist established in Northern Delaware, specifically in Loma District in Wilmington. So Eunice, welcome again to the program. We've been talking for the first half of the program
yes.
about how your life has turned into more positive places
yes.
and how the art has been a healer to you more recently due to the passing of your husband. How many pieces were you able to create at those difficult
approximately
moments?
30 pieces during the time he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one titled Piercing Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a piece.
That is talking about you.
Yes, yes. You know, his passing is like my heart was pierced.
I can't not even imagine
yes.
how difficult that must
and,
be. But
More so because he was my sidekick. He was the greatest fan for my art. And when I had shows, he would come and he made sure every piece was meticulously hung. If there was one piece that was lean and there was a function going on, mm-hmm. he'd get up and straighten it. That's how passionate he was about my work. So I know he's smiling down and delighted that I've taken this step to move away from grief and to grow.
Well, as I told you, this is a learning statement for every one of us, because not everybody finds the strength to move to a positive place after
yes.
such a loss. But
and you know, the first time I realized mm-hmm. the healing and transforming
mm-hmm.
power of art was
mm-hmm.
when I worked with a local agency.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the month of June, very hot one morning,
yep.
and a client came in, and I was doing her intake, and she said, I shouldn't even be here. I should be dead. I don't even know why I'm here. I just want
mm-hmm.
to die or whatever. So I started engaging her
mm-hmm.
and looking at the positive, and I took out my book, my catalog of selected works and writing,
mm-hmm.
to the page with the piece called Life's Dimension. I read to her this poem. Life has a bright side, dark side, peaks and valleys. But life is what you make it. So always look on the bright side and aim for the peak. And she lit up. She said, I'm an artist too.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, tomorrow I want to bring my scrapbook. And I said, go ahead. So she brought she was dressed in the heart of the heat
mm-hmm.
with a thick coat, winter coat, a knitted
really?
Hat.
Uh-huh.
And the coat was pretty raggedy or not very clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then she transformed over the next 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
She shared her scrapbook with the class. She did art pieces and she looked up everybody's birth, what it represented. And she shared that with the class. By the end of the week, that Friday,
mm-hmm.
she was transformed.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, not just for myself, but for others, that there is a healing power in art. And not just visual art,
mm-hmm.
but music.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have a moment to say that my brother, when he came down to my husband's funeral,
mm-hmm.
I went back to New York to enter a show. And I went to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church with my brother, and the
mm-hmm.
music lifted me. And when I was leaving, my brother gave me some tapes from the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I came home with those tapes, transforming, because my husband loved gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
So between the music, the art, and my writing,
mm-hmm.
the arts our healing force.
And you are a vivid example of that power of the arts in so many different ways. And we thank you for sharing this story. But tell us about the future. You are now at full force. You are now like not only recovered, but willing to tackle so many different things.
Exactly. Now, for 22 years, Lafitte Gallery was a business in name only because it was in my house, a home-based business.
I see.
And with the passing of my husband and opening up this gallery, now is a business that's come of age. And my goal is to use that wonderful space to have classes. My first class is going to be for caregivers. I am targeting the end of October where caregivers will come into my gallery and I'll engage them. We'll just talk about caregiving and they will create works of art.
Right there on the spot.
Right there on the spot.
So now that we're talking about that, tell people again where to find Lafitte Gallery.
Lafitte Gallery is located at 227 North Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware. And the zip code, if you use your GPS, 19801. And the phone number is to the gallery.
You were reading my mind. Please go ahead.
The area phone code number. 302-656-6786.
Do you happen to have an email address?
Yes, email art as in painting. That's arteun@aol.com. Okay. And more so for the people who cannot reach a gallery, catch me online, catch Lafitte Gallery online at www.lafaitegallery.com. That's L-A-F-A-T-E gallery.com.
Your French, I was not reflecting on that, but you have a French last name.
Yes, that name was derived from my husband's heritage, Louisiana. That's
me. I see. Yes. Okay. Just came to me right now. Wasn't reflecting.
Bonjour.
There you go.
Yo hablo un poco de español.
And they have beignets, you know, all that. I was recently in New Orleans. And I had for the first time beignets.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily healthy, delicious, but not necessarily healthy.
Wow.
In any event, let's go back to what you have lined up because you are in the process of...
How could I not mention the grand opening of Lafitte Gallery?
Please.
Okay. On September the 30th, that's 3-0, at 10 a.m., Lafitte Gallery will have a ribbon cutting ceremony at 227 North Market Street. I am anticipating a just wonderful occasion. I've asked the mayor to cut the ribbon for me or with me.
Oh, yeah, an excellent event.
Yes, I've invited the Consul General of the Jamaican Embassy in New York. He came down to my 20-year retrospective. Takes a great interest in what Jamaicans are doing in other parts of the world here in the U.S. So he's expected to be there. And local official friends, relatives, it is intended to
You need to come back because as far as I know, this program will be airing a little bit after. But in an event, that gives us a chance for you to come back.
That's right.
And to explain in detail what happened and who important
Especially the workshop, the healing workshop.
Yeah, let's go back to that healing workshop that you were mentioning. So that's one of the things that are coming up. When are you opening that workshop, actually?
I intend to open it up the end of October. Targeting October the 24th. That's not a final.
It's a moving. But that for people interested in perhaps attending.
I will be putting information out and the website they can sign on to register. Because it's limited space. My classes are going to be limited to like 10 people. But I will...
Which is a decent size.
I'll have them running maybe bi-weekly.
Oh, I see. So, okay. And from that moment on, your intention is to have these workshops once a week?
Yes, I will be having workshops for children too. So parents out there listening, because there are many young kids, especially in the city, who have artistic talent. And by the way... In Lafitte Gallery, I will be showing my documentary. I just put a TV in. I'll be showing my documentary, which is titled Arts as Prevention. That documentary will be shown.
Right. And that was recently launched. Well, recently, maybe.
Yes, that gallery, like that year documentary ago. Was done in 2013.
Tell us, I had a great chance to see when you just launched that one, probably a year ago or something.
It
like
is
that.
A short film, mm-hmm. only 20 minutes, but it speaks directly to the value of the arts mm-hmm. in helping young kids to keep focus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was derived from my own experience working with young kids, especially young boys, mm-hmm. including my son, on the east side of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
I used my basement as a safe haven in the summertime to engage them in visual art, in music, and in creative writing.
There you go. So for those interested, let's again refresh people's memories. Give your contact information.
Okay, again, Lafayette Gallery is located at 227, can't miss that, that was the name of a show I was told, okay. 227 North Market Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19801.
And then for those who want to call
you. And the opening hours, I need to mention that.
Yes.
My hours are Tuesday through Saturday, through Thursday, I'm open from 11 to 5,
mm-hmm.
and Friday, Saturday, 10 to 6.
There you go. And for those who want to call, this 302...
And to call?
Yes.
Call us at 302-656-6786.
Excellent.
Visit us online mm-hmm. at www.lafaitegallery.com. And that's Lafayette, Fate as in Destiny. So it's LAFATEgallery.com.
There you go. And don't miss the chance to get in contact with Eunice Lafayette, a well-known folk artist based in Wilmington, Delaware, who recently opened a beautiful gallery in North Market Street, Loma. The district, the Loma District is well-known as that. And for that, and with the few seconds that I have left, let me just thank you again, Eunice, for a wonderful program, with a promise that you need to get back to relate and tell
yes,
us what happened
and,
in the opening.
Just a little writer. I have a souvenir.
There you go.
Visit. I have a souvenir for you.
Thank you.